Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for the V Show with Bob Valvano on your sports station, ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
So we're a couple of minutes late getting on because literally as we get ready to roll the music, I have a big old bell jar of water here, and I decided to pick it up and take a sip. Good practice. You do that before you start talking, and it squirted out of my hand and went everywhere. And that was bad enough, but then I went to the kitchen to get a towel to wipe up. I mean, bell jars hold a lot of water. And who makes towels that don't absorb anything? Who is the jackass that put this product out? Seriously. Do you have towels in your house that don't absorb anything? I mean, it literally, here you can hear it in the background. It's a glass table. I'm wiping on it. You hear the squeak? There you go. And none of the water comes up into the towel. It's unbelievable. It's just as much water there. I actually had to get a newspaper to sop up the water because the towel would do nothing. Who makes a towel that doesn't absorb anything?
I don't know. Bounty? I have no idea.
No, a paper towel would have worked great, but thinking of the environment, I went and got a cloth towel.
See, that's your first problem, Bob. That's your first problem.
Should have screwed the environment?
Yes, yes. That's future Bob's problem. That's future process's problem. The Bob right now needs some environment-killing paper towels.
To get on the air.
Yes.
I tell you, that's kind of sad. That's what the truisms of life, frighteningly, are things that we wish weren't true, but are. If something tastes good, inevitably it's not good for you. And if something is bad for the environment, inevitably it's something that you really, really would make your life easier to do.
Or you paid a shocking amount of money for it.
That's also true. If you want to, like, if you want to go somewhere and want to eat, I'm trying to eat healthy now, so I'll go buy good food. Then, you know, you look at the menu and, you know, crap, $2, crap, $3, crap, $4, really crap, $4.50, crap, $3. Something healthy for you, $9.95.
Go to Whole Foods, man. I got to put extra mortgage on my house. Like, I got to pay $16 for, like, you know, a can of something at Whole Foods. Of course we're going to Kroger. They got reasonable prices.
This is the way the world works, sadly. I'm telling you, this thing is still not dry. I've given up on it. That's it. So we're just going to have to avoid that whole quarter of the table.
It'll dry itself. It's okay. Then we'll go up in the air and make stars, because that's where stars come from.
We have a... hang on. I can stand up. I have a ceiling fan in this room. I'll put that on. Pull this little cord here. There we go. All right. That'll help. All right. Phew. Okay. Now we're actually ready to do radio.
Cook them with gas. God. I like it.
Wow. Okay, so a lot of things going on. A lot of things going on in the way of football, and it's unfortunately a day of bad news. I mean, football for soccer football. It's just not been a good day. U of L, of course, to their credit, I mean, addressed it head on, but I mean, they had no choice. The fans were outraged at what went on at the game, not so much on the field, although that's a totally different topic, but I mean, they couldn't get concessions. And I understand, you know, there's a lot of that going on. In fairness to everybody, the pandemic has created a workforce situation that I've never seen before in my life. I've never seen, I mean, people are desperate to hire. I mean, every place I've ever gone in the last 2 months has gigantic signs, help wanted, hiring now, please come in, we'll give you paid, work today, get paid tomorrow, we'll give you lots of money, give you a bonus, we'll raise your children, anything, just please come in.
worked for us. So, you know, some of it went on there. They haven't had a game with full capacity in 2 years, so everybody's out of practice. But it was a nightmare. And then, they, you know, I'm sorry. I know people, oh, Tim Sullivan, Lloyd's focusing on the negative. But you can't blame him for this. He's right. The headline in today's paper, this is now an older story, but that's how, sadly, newspapers are always a couple of days to catch up. U of L continues to get in its own way. Self-proclaimed Louisville hater hired. And I did not know, you know, the depth of the disdain, apparently, that the guy that they hired, Noah Peterson is his name, who sadly is in charge of contributing to the fan experience and had, you know, I gave Nick a hard time because they won a hockey championship once and he took a picture, which still lives in his social media, which he refuses to take down. He's standing in the locker room by design, buck-ass, as God made him, with just the trophy, you know, protecting the parts that you would find not suitable for work. And, you know, everybody got a big laugh at that. But I said, you might want to take that down. Employers are going to look at that kind of stuff. Well, this guy had tweets up, I genuinely hate Louisville. I hate Louisville more than any other team. He's on Twitter. And then they hired him. I mean, that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. I mean, he's not exactly a high-level guy. He does video for the board, I guess. But still, that's just with everything else going on, you don't need that. So, we'll see.
All right, I'm here. Whoa, forgot this mic is different than 93.9.
Hi.
So, and that's why we're convinced Nick was brought by gigantic elves from the forest. Oh, you missed the whole story.
That's fair. But I was listening on the stream. Decorative towels, I agree with you.
What is the deal with that? This isn't even that attractive a towel. It's just a brown towel with some sort of, like, you know, it's a pattern, but it's all brown. It's not even really super fancy, and it picks up nothing.
Yeah, I don't know why it's, you know what, I think maybe this is it. Because honestly, that would be great material for pants. You know, Dockers have the whole stain defender thing where everything just kind of beads off. It's like duck, you know, it doesn't get wet. But then I feel like maybe they had too much of that. Like, they were like, ah, crap, we made too many Dockers. It's a pandemic. What do we do with the leftovers? Eh, screw it, make towels. And they did that, and they tried. They were like, I'm sure it'll absorb something. No, it does not. And yeah, I'm totally.
It just knocks the water around. It just pushes it all around the table.
I don't know. Maybe that you know they that's a thing that you know they. Maybe I don't know. Maybe in chemistry you want that, but I don't know.
But anyway, so now we're talking about feetball. What are you talking about? You talking about some guy? You don't want to buy real estate? You don't want to buy something?
Today's show, by the way.
Yep. Brought to you by our good friends at AL8.
Everyone is very jittery here today for various reasons. Look, no one's asking for sympathy. Everyone,
they're rolling heads. Heads rolling.
Everybody has their own challenges.
But everybody must get stoned.
Everybody is a little bit on edge, and you know, I told the VP, I was like, this is why we need a pinball machine. Because I feel like everyone could kind of relax, but he was not biting. He was not abiding. So today's show, everyone's a little animated over here, myself included. But
why? Are you going to tell us why?
No, everyone, you know, just everyone's a little feisty. So maybe it'll provide some content. We can have a little fun at the feistiness. But first and foremost, we have Smush joining us at 1, I believe.
Okay.
Right. Let me make sure. He hasn't got back to me yet, but I'm banking on that. And then Neil Knuckles Greenberg, that will be happening. Our friend, Knuckles will be joining us at 1:40. We did not catch up with him yesterday.
Well, because the first week in the NFL especially, I mean, I just pick games not against the spread, just, you know, you pick the one of those ESPN things. I just do it to keep track of myself. I didn't even put myself in a league with it. I just want to keep track. I only went 8-8 the first week, just picking winners, just picking the teams that would win the game, straight up, 8-8. I mean, that's not good. So but I also defend myself because some of them, you know, I didn't see Green Bay scoring 3 points for starters. But, you know, that's interesting because I'm wondering if he sees things there and he says, oh, there's betting opportunities now, baby. You want to make some money. And college football is kind of the same way. It was some. There was some. I mean, no. Let me take that back. College football is nothing like the NFL when it comes to week to week competitive balance. But there were some surprises, and so as such, maybe there's some opportunities for you to make money there too. So we'll ask him about that because people generally like to make money.
No, yeah. As opposed to losing it, I feel like they'd rather have the former, not the latter. I've got a great Bet Rivers Twitter poll. We didn't do. I don't think we did any yesterday. Some shameful stuff there.
Wait, I miss a day and the thing just goes right in the crapper.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you get the Sunday morning hangover crew filling it for you. Oh, no, I'm kidding.
Those guys are great.
They are salt of the earth, the seventh highest rated sports talk show in the highly competitive 10 to noon Sunday slot. And the world, I've often said this. How often have I said this, Pops? The world needs more current in their life, in it. And
Often.
And hopefully, by this time tomorrow,
is their season done by Monday? Can he play bocce? Why can't he come play bocce?
Well, because he's going to have a newborn. Hopefully, by this time tomorrow. So
bring your kid. He's not heavy.
Wishing the best to the Currens for a healthy, happy little Eliza.
It's a girl.
Yeah. So trying to give them a shout out while you're just trying to get them to play bocce.
Yeah.
Good news though, the Luminaries should be playing. Pratt and Dan Issel are down.
So, they're going to play.
Yeah, they said they're down for whatever, man.
The spectacular.
The Luminaries are game, man. You got to love it.
That's nothing short of spectacular.
So, the bocce event should be awesome. So, hopefully, Smush, Knuckles, we'll do a 6-10. To hell with all of you if you don't like it.
No, stop apologizing for it. That's why I said
to hell with all of you. I don't care.
Pennant race, and you know, it's a significant sports news story, and we're in sports, so go spin your
Go play kickball in traffic, but don't get too hurt. That's
around.
What we got. That's what we got cooking. We got a little Vince Tyree sound as well. Should be a very fun show. But you know what? I'll save the Bet Rivers Twitter poll for a little later. I feel like I'm derailing you. Go ahead and talk a little people.
So we want it a Wednesday too, by the way.
Oh, I completely forgot.
Yeah.
Yes,
and it's also a witch Wednesday. You have to go buy your mother's sandwich. So we got.
That's very progressive of you.
No, I take care of your mom. She's great. Sometimes you got to be with somebody. It goes one of two ways, I think, which is why the divorce rate is so high. You either get with somebody.
Crawford is in, by the way.
You stay with somebody for a long time, and then you realize. And we've got really followed both these avenues. You're with somebody for a long time, and then you say, "Wow, I didn't realize they do those things, and I just can't take it anymore." And then you go away, or you really get to know them on deeper and deeper levels, and you go, "Wow, was I lucky?" And we've had an odd path where we've gone both those ways. We went away from each other, and we came back, and she's great. And I don't know how she feels. She may feel, well, "I'm just stuck with this jackass," but I've got myself a winner there. She's awesome.
And, yeah, mom's good peeps.
Yeah. So anyway, so the football scenario, here's the deal. Let's just randomly. The Colts play the Rams at home this week, and the Rams are a good football team. The Colts are staring at starting the season 0-2 with two home games, right? They played home last week too, didn't they? They're starting with two home games, and they could start the year 0-2. That's a recipe for disaster in the NFL. And now with 17 games, I don't know, but you know, every year they keep adding games, so I don't know, maybe the stats will not be as relevant as they were, but if you started the season 0-2, history has said you have a hard time making the playoffs, and you start 0-2 at home, yowza, you've got yourself some problems. Also, and I should know this, but I don't, since they're playing 17 games now, I imagine it'll alternate from year to year, but that means some teams will have 9 home games and some will have 8, correct? I mean, unless everybody's playing a neutral game, which they're not. So, you know, that's a factor as well. My guess is they must be one of the teams with 9 home games, because if you're playing 2 to start your season at home, they can't then have 15 games to go and have only 6 home games, I would think. I don't think the schedulers would do that. So they must be a 9 home game team, I'm going to assume. But that's an issue. Louisville has a game of epic proportions this week, and it's not going to be easy, obviously. They play a Central Florida team that's had some really impressive success in recent years, and they come off a year where the people weren't exactly dazzled by the fact that they won. They won 30-3, but again, they're trying to, you know, get people's attention, and that was not the way to do it. And to make it worse, and we were just talking about it, and I'm not telling tales out of school here. I mean, Vince addressed it. The fan experience was so atrocious that he basically had to call a press conference to say we're going to, you know, make things better. And so people are, you know, as John Wooden used to say, don't tell me, show me. So now people are going to want to see on Friday night. It's a Friday night game. They'll be front and center on national television again. And the last time that happened this season, it did not go well. So it's a game with epic proportions for Louisville. There's no question about that. And they're 6.5-point underdogs at home. So, not easy. Not going to be an easy thing for sure. The Kentucky, on the other hand, is in a situation. I don't even know what's the spread in their game. Do we know?
For which one?
Kentucky game. They got to be a 1,000,000-point favorites, right?
Kentucky against Chattanooga. I'm not even sure there's a line.
I can't even find a spread. So
yeah.
They must be a 1,000,000-point
favorites. Help us out. UBS Jobs, text line 437-9680.
They're 98.6%. Oh, they're just like a normal body temperature, which my temperature is never 98.
I was going to say, mine's never either.
That should be a Twitter poll. How often is your temperature? Mine is never higher than 97. 97 and change.
Yeah, you're usually kind of cold, which, I mean, I've said that a lot.
Which, yes, thank you. That's a joke that writes itself.
Texters, by the way, tons of texters coming in here. Bob, you're using the towel backwards.
I tried both sides of it. It didn't work.
Don't use fabric softeners on towels when drying. It limits absorption.
Oh, maybe that's it. I don't think your mom kind of does a hell of a lot more laundry than I do, but I don't know if she uses fabric softener.
I'm going to have to go to our friend Reluctant Maria or one of her her compadres because I don't know how to pronounce this, and okay. I'm just not in the mood to sound like an idiot.
Dude, so get more so. Haven't heard from her in a while. How is she?
Okay. Oh, wow. I wasn't even close. Okay, here we go.
Shammy.
Oh, yeah, Shammy. Yeah.
I didn't know that's how it was spelled.
Yes. It's spelled Chamos. Chamois.
I had no idea that that's what a chamois was. Don't they call that towel a chamois? Fabric softener also messes up the soil-resistant finish and wrinkle resistance of your Dockers. I love this. We're getting five texts about fabric softener.
People are dialed in, but it was annoying as all get out. I mean, first of all, I'm trying to get on the air, and then secondly, the acrimonious one was particularly acrimonious for some reason. He's usually kind of nice to me, but he's barking at me. You ready to go yet? I was like, Produce, I'm sitting here. Should we do the show in the shower? There's water everywhere. Well, how much longer do you need? I said, well, it's hard to say. This towel's not picking anything up. Well, let's get you going in a minute. So I was like, damn, all right, barking at me. So he's one of the guys on edge over there, I guess, huh?
No, we all are. I think collectively, with the exception of Jack, and he will get stressed, he's happy because I played SpongeBob over on Middays with Marcus Mayman. And, it pissed off Steve and Marcus. So you know I'm consistent when it comes to producing. But it made Jack very happy.
I thought they were happy with you. You've worn out your welcome over there now? Or?
Oh, no. You piss off your host. It's kind of like a rite of passage eventually. And I thought it was hilarious, and they were mildly annoyed. Part of it is, you know, just the show, I think.
Why did you play SpongeBob?
Well, Marcus was talking... was it Chandler Parsons? I forgot who originally brought it up, but he was kind of amplifying a point about tackling technique and how he didn't want to see necessarily. He was just disappointed with how UofL was executing their tackling on and their defense in general, and so he kept bringing up technique. And I went and got a SpongeBob clip when SpongeBob was yelling about proper bubble blowing technique, and he's just being obnoxious, yelling technique, and so I played it. And Rummage and Maven and Rummage looked at me like I had an orifice in the middle of my forehead. So,
that's because you talk about, you don't understand. You talk about football. You can talk about football, the football players on the football field, the football team, and the football players. You can't be silly about football. Football is serious business.
I don't think they were
college
really
football
upset.
College football is very serious.
It made for good
college
content.
Football, you got to be talking seriously about college football. You gotta be talking about wrapping people up. You gotta be talking about technique on the football field, the football players with the football team.
Who are you? Because you kind of start off as like Jimbo Fisher and then you end as Ed Orgeron. Like you kind of, you know, I mean, sprinkling a little Steve Spurrier maybe. Like, is there
actually doing Robert Klein doing a football coach? That's Robert Klein doing it.
Oh, okay. Right.
Football coaches.
We want to know Wednesday, where does the phrase rule of thumb come from? A commonly heard alternative, however, states the rule of thumb was the creation of 18th century English judge Sir Francis Buller. He ruled, supposedly, that a man is legally permitted to beat his wife, provided he uses a stick no thicker than his thumb. Holy crap, I didn't think that's where it was going to go. And I feel kind of gross. I need a shower.
Yeah, it's not very nice.
The Colts got lucky, and their 17th game added was against Tampa Bay. Wow.
Yes. I'm telling you, and it's bad. They had real high hopes for this year. And there's a big – again, I'm being a little snarky here. I don't mean to, but half the Courier is stuff that's written from out of market because they're part of the Gannett. And so, there's an article, as always, which is fair enough because the Colts and the Titans and the Bengals are the three closest NFL teams we have. But there's an article headlined, and flipping through it to try and find it right now. I think it says Colts just may not be that good, which is, again, let the cake bake. They played one game. Let's not lose our minds here. But
it's their fourth straight opener they've lost. I think
they get off to slow starts.
It is interesting, though. Maybe late money, smart money. But the USA Today, right before the season started, there was all this hype that with if Wentz is healthy, and he was, that maybe they'd be a dark horse, Super Bowl contender. But they were a playoff contender. Right. The ceiling was dark horse Super Bowl, but it seemed like a lot of people were confident that they would be playing in the postseason. And then USA Today came out and they were unanimously like 9-8. They kind of a little bit of a tempered expectations there. By the way, tons of texts coming down. 437-9680 UPS jobs text line. I've checked every site I know, even the EU sites. There is not a spread available for UK Chattanooga. Okay. Another texter backing that up. And this is interesting.
Not on the board. It is not yet on the board.
First off, why are you listening to Colin Cowherd and not us? Well, maybe they're listening to both of us. I've done that before. Texter says, right now, Colin Cowherd is talking about Bobby Petrino for some reason and calling him a crazy person. Did Bobby do something like strange or something?
Don't care. Not going there. It's his show. What do you stay with us? We'll take a sip of water on the air. He won't do that.
All right. By the way, I'm no Joy Taylor. Big fan of Joy Taylor, and I am not her, unfortunately. What are your thoughts on the Mets 30 for 30? I played. Jeanette joined a kickball league, and I was coach last night, but I got rostered late. I was like, this looks too fun. I want to play. And I'm not playing hockey on Tuesdays.
Kickball is fun.
So I joined the league.
Did you make any home runs?
No. I didn't play yesterday, but I joined. I joined the Spicy Nuggets. That's the name of the team, which I love. It's part of like that LXC group. And they, as part of it, they have like a deal where, you get like discount pitchers at Tin Roof or something like that. So everyone went there and just, enjoyed a little post-game beer or two. But on the TV was the Mets 30 for 30. And I forgot that came out and it looked freaking awesome. It's a 4-part series. And this texter is asking what your thoughts are on it.
I haven't seen it. I can't wait to see it, but I have not. Although I don't know why, just be, kind of prolonging all the agony of being a Met fan. But
well, they're talking about the 86 Mets.
Oh, this is just on the 86 Mets?
I think it's just
on
the
86
Mets.
Oh, I thought it was a... Oh, no, that would be interesting. That team was bizarre. It was drug rampant, but they really had...
There was so much cocaine on the screen.
They had great players and really smart players, which is kind of weird when you think, he's cocaine-induced. But Ron Darling works as an analyst for the team. He is extremely bright. He went to Yale. Keith Hernandez is one of the smartest and best-fielding first basemen in the history of the game. And they were decent guys, a lot of them. Lenny Dykstra's out of his ever-loving mind, and he's not a particularly nice person. But Ray Knight, who was married to Nancy Lopez for a while, is a pretty likable guy. And I met Darling, and he's a really good guy. And so, I don't know, but they had a lot of strong personalities. And Gooden and Strawberry both had their lives get out of control, largely because of drugs. And they kind of reclaimed a lot of it. They went to the Yankees, and Gooden pitched a no-hitter there, and Strawberry won a World Series. always there, but I don't know if they have they relapsed. I don't know where they are right now. I think Strawberry's got his life straight, but I'm not sure Doc has. But they were great. They were great players. It was a great team. I mean, it was a really really good team. And Davey Johnson's was a really brilliant manager. And it was a weird. I'll tell you what though. I mean, to tell you how good. You want to go back in time, look up Mike Scott. This is when pitchers catch lightning in a bottle. This guy was good, but he was that year scarily unhittable. And the Mets had to get through Houston to win the National League Championship Series. And if they lost Game 6, they were going to have to face Mike Scott in Game 7. And I don't think they'd beat him. He was unbelievable. And Game 6 went to extra innings, and they won on the road in Houston. They won in a zillion innings. Jesse Orosco got the last out. I remember that game. You talk about the World Series being sit on the end of your seat because, obviously, the way they beat the Red Sox. But, my God, the championship series was unbelievable as well. So I'll look forward to seeing that. That sounds interesting. By the way, I started the show by talking about bad news and bad luck. I mean, or concerning. We talked about Louisville and their fans, you know, not happy, and Vince Tyree addressing it, and we'll see if they have a better experience Friday. Obviously, everybody hopes. They got a tough game coming up. If not, they're staring at 1-2 with their one win over, you know, an outmanned Eastern Kentucky team. Kentucky's in a good situation. They should be 3-0 and then really have a chance to win their next game as well. And start of season 4-0. Now, they've done that a couple times in the late faded. You know, we had that happen a few times years past, but people think this is a different group this year, so we'll see. But we'll see how that plays out. But on football, I said other kind of football. How about the poor women's team here? I mean, they're in the first year. They're struggling anyway a little bit, and then they're really, really good players.
Yeah, Nadia Nadim, ACL
Nadia
tear.
Nadia Nadim. ACL gone for the year.
And they said that the rehab is going to go comfortably into 2022. So very, very bad news. She is absolutely beloved.
Yeah, she really embraced being, you know, she came here for pretty far along in her career. She's 33 years old. And so this was, this was, she did this very consciously, you know, knowing what was going on here and really helping. She was kind of, it's like Pele did, and I'm not making an analogy between her and Pele, don't lose your mind, but when Pele came to play in the professional league in the United States, he went by design to play in, you know, the highest profile media center in New York, and really with the idea of establishing that league, and he did for a while. I mean, they really had it going, and she was kind of trying to help to do the same thing with this franchise here, and now she's not going to be able
unlike
to play.
Unlike Tobin Heath and Kristen Press, who can both kick rocks, seriously.
Okay, if you feel that way.
No,
well,
no, no.
Kick them, they'll probably kick them well, though.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point. But no, they basically just refuse to come play here. They're like, nah, that's fine. We don't want to. I'm not taking their side.
That's a bit of Eli Manning. I mean, there's a whole bunch of guys that have done that in higher profile things with the NFL. So I'm not going to start making a big deal about woman soccer player who says she doesn't want to play in a particular city. Athletes do that all the time.
It was lame. So, it was very lame the way that it got handled. I know it happens, but.
Well, it was lame because I guess they wouldn't even communicate and stuff, but I don't know. You know, whatever. Time to move on. So we got that going on. And then the Mets lose to the Cardinals in extra innings. They're... Great article about how many wins is it going to take to win the National League wild card, and that's a story because the Reds are right in the mix. I mean, it's going to be the Dodgers and the Giants from the West. One will win the division, one will be the wild card. They're literally like five laps ahead. But after that, man, throw everybody in a blender, and you don't know who. They've all had their problems this year. They've all had their problems, whether injuries and they don't hit and pitching staffs all decimated or whatever. Back end of the bullpen problems. They can't hold the lead. But all of those teams, it's going to make for a very entertaining last few weeks, I'll tell you that, and you'd have no idea what's going to happen there. The American League is kind of in the same boat, although it's really interesting. I was watching a story last night that on TV that Toronto may not even get in the playoffs, but if they do, people aren't going to be surprised if they make a deep run and maybe all the way get to the World Series. That's how dangerous that team is. So I like that. That makes for entertaining stretch runs and postseason play, and so we should have some entertaining baseball going on in these last few weeks. So we'll get that to follow as well. Big article on mints today, which I thought was a really good bit of news for Kentucky. I mean, I don't know how, you know, I never know when they got so many new players as they always do, what the rotation's going to be and everything. But he was one of the bright spots on the squad last year. I mean, he was arguably consistently maybe their best player. And then he comes back and, you know, when Cal's had his big years, he's had them when he's had some element of returning experience, successful experience.
and that kid, and he wrote it, there was a big piece about why he came back and all that, so that was an interesting piece as well. So it's interesting news going on. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the 2022 PGA Tour gets underway this week. That's how they do it. They, as you know, they start the following season tour in this late in the early fall, right? So still technically in the summer, right? So, but they play through. They got Ryder Cup coming up, and then you know, it goes into next year, and then the playoffs end in, which makes sense actually. I kind of like it. It makes some sense. It's kind of like a basketball. Basketball, you know, and hockey bridge calendar years. So why shouldn't golf do it? So they're getting the 2022 tour underway. So we'll see how that plays out. There's a big thing online on that guy that's very polarizing, Bryson DeChambeau, who is not only going to be on the Ryder Cup team, but he is also entering the long drive contest. He's going to be, which is guys that generally are decent golfers, but they're not really, a lot of them are not really great golfers at all, but they're one-trick ponies, and that is they hit the ball 9,000 miles. It's a different skill set, and he's wants to take his place with them, and he is training, as he does, like a maniac. He's down in Florida doing two 90-minute workouts a day that incorporate speed hitting, and he's on the cutting edge of technology, and there's certain things that long drivers do that are not necessarily, you know, what you do if you just in your regular golf swing, and he's trying to incorporate that into his swing. And so, and I got to admit, I'm not a big fan of the guy, but it is going to be interesting to see. I mean, best of my knowledge, there's never been a regular or at least a high profile tour player compete in the long drive. And he said he loves it. He absolutely, and these are his peeps. You know, these are guys that are trying to squeeze every inch out of their bodies and figure out a way to do it with everything at their disposal, technology, technique, everything. So that'll be an interesting story to follow as well. So lots of things going on. And, of course, football rolls on. I'm 1-0 in my fantasy league, and I will talk about that as long as I win. The Empire Electrons, we got to play their fight song. We didn't play it yet. I'm very disappointed in my producer there. Doesn't matter what league I'm in. If they win, they win. They won handily, 150-something to 70-something. It was a laugher to start the season. A good start for the boys. So very, very, very happy with them. They deserve some shout-outs. What else am I here to tell you about? Oh, I'm here to tell you about this. First of all, as I already mentioned, it's a We Want to Know Wednesday. We Want to Know Wednesday. So send those in. We'll work those into the course of the show. It's a Witch Wednesday as well. Thanks to Jason for bringing some delicious Witch by the studio. And make sure you make your way out there. Take advantage of the Witch Wednesday, which is the Wicked Wednesday, rather. Excuse me. You'll get yourself a fabulous Wicked for $5. And that's like, for normal people, it's like two meals, so you'll be able to.
For Jack and I, it's a hearty lunch.
Be sure to get the carryout curbside delivery from the Hurstbourne or Brownsboro Crossing location for lunch, dinner, or your next tailgate. Order online, or use the Witch app. Witch Superior Sandwiches. So there you go for that. So
I'm going to grab one. Hey, we should probably take a little break here, bottom of the hour break, and then on the other side, you want to do a 6 and 10, and then Smush will join at 1.
Sounds like a plan. We'll do that. So stay with us here on this Wednesday edition of The V Show, coming to you from 680 and 105.7. Here it is.
Always day baseball.
Can you believe that?
We'll give you 6 and 10.
Talked a little bit about the National League wild card race. The American League's even more so, because basically there's two teams that are fighting. The National League is only one, because whoever doesn't win the division in the West is going to get the wild card. The American League, there's both spots here kind of up for grabs, and so we'll got a lot of games to check in on. And we start on WEEI. Kyle Schwarber up with a big opportunity. Bases loaded, eighth inning, Red Sox and the Mariners tied at this point, and here's what happened.
The 3-2 pitch again. Swing and a drive. Lined in the right center. A base hit toward the gap. It may get to the wall. It does. It may clear the bases. Bobbled by Henniger. The first two runs score. And here comes another throw to the plate. And sliding in safely when the ball is dropped is Travis Shaw. It's a three-run double for Schwarber, who will take third on the throw. And the Red Sox lead it 5-2.
Joe Castiglione's call on WEI. It was 5-2 at that point in the top of the eighth. As you can tell, it was in Seattle. People are not that happy, but Boston would make them even sadder. They'd tack on three more runs and win it by the score of 8-4. In the American League Central, it was the bottom of the 11th inning in a scoreless game between the Tigers and the Brewers, and here's what happened.
Middle of the infield back. The 0-2. Swinging line drive. Base hit into right center field. Reyes being waved around third, and he will score without a throw. Now Hill is heading to second, and he made it! Tigers win! Victor Reyes scores! Tigers beat the Brewers in 11!
I know that makes Johnny Sales happy, but I think we might have a fun soundbite. I don't know if you heard it, but there's a lone woo early in the clip. Let me see if I can isolate it here.
Middle of the infield back.
Do you hear it?
He was very excited the infield was back. Here's the part that makes no sense. It's the extra innings. It's a scoreless game. What the hell is Derek Hill trying for second for? Once the guy scores, the game is over. That made note. That was even more bizarre. And the announcer got all excited. He slides in safely. What difference did it make? The game was over. It was with the one run.
How does that get ruled? That's not a double, right?
It should be a single.
Yeah, it should be a single. And then he goes to second on the throw home. So yeah, I was trying to think that maybe he was doing it just to boost his own stats, but yeah.
That was bizarre.
By the way, I'm glad Jack is listening.
Why?
He's a huge fan of 6-10, number one. But I purposely used that Kyle Schwarber clip because he's an IU grad. And he's very excited about that.
There you go. WMVP is where we head next as we go to the West. And the White Sox magic season, much to the delight of Rick Bozich, continues.
3-2, Garcia takes off from first. There's a drive to right. Three-run homer. To the back of the stands above the bullpen. It's 6-1.
I hope I'm saying his name right. Forgive me, as a baseball fan, I should know this, but I don't. Yoan Moncada, is that right?
Yeah, I felt bad because I was going
through.
You
played the wrong cut, by the way.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. He hit a home run. This is Yoan Moncada scores on an RBI single by Yasmani Grandal.
Oh, crap. Yeah, I changed it up last minute. My bad. My bad on that. Yeah, I forgot. I picked the Yasmani clip because he's on my fantasy team.
You can say his name.
Yeah. And then, right. Yeah, my bad on that one.
Anyway, it still doesn't matter what order you play the clips in. Chicago goes on and beats the Angels by the score of 9-3, and they just keep on rolling, rolling, rolling. Meanwhile, in the East, the Mets just keep sinking, sinking, sinking. National League East, KMOX, extra innings. They're in the Queens, and the Cardinals said, let's make the Met fans mad again.
The pitch to Kisner. A swing and a base hit to center field. That's going to score Rondon. It's going to score Sosa. The Cardinals have a three-run 11th and lead 7-4.
Always. John Rooney, by the way, with the call on KMOX. The Mets, no matter what the situation, cannot just lose. They must lose, as we know. How? The most painful way possible. So they're in extra innings, even though they gave up three, they scored two. So they rather than lose 7-4 and just go quietly into that good night, they lose with at least the tying run at the plate, and they lose it 7-6 in 11 innings. So St. Louis, three in the 11th, Mets get two, but not enough. And the Cards help themselves in the wild card race. Mets sinking fast. In the National League Central on KDKA, this was sad. The Reds taking on the lowly Pirates. And
stupid Moon Mullins.
This did not get off to a good start for Cincinnati.
Here's the pitch. I got a swing and a hard ground ball. Fair inside the bag at third. It'll bounce off the sidewall. So two go around third. He's going to score. And Stallings is in at second base with an RBI double. The Pirates are leading 6-0. Well, that happened fast.
I love the start of that. He sounds so like,
yeah,
whatever.
Here's the pitch.
That's good.
Can't wait for this GD season to get over.
Here's the pitch.
Well, that's very. I noticed it too. Here's the pitch.
Here's the pitch.
damn, here's the damn pitch. But then he got excited because the guy hit it down the line and people were running and scoring, and Pittsburgh led by 6-0. And there's the other guy.
I love Lou Guy.
We find one a segment. One a 6-10. We have one.
No, well, we got one in each league. That we got that one in the American League, and then we have disinterested. Who's the play-by-play?
I don't know that guy.
I'm not trying to hate on him, but just he's so...
No, his call of the actual play was fine.
Oh, it was terrific. It was just
the pitch. Here's the pitch. Here's the
pitch. It sounded like he didn't want anybody to know.
But I didn't want any mayonnaise on the sandwich.
Here's the pitch.
Yeah, I don't know who that was. Pittsburgh was at 6-0. And the Reds got just like the Mets. The Reds fans, and they used to share a spring training facility down in Florida. I guess they have a lot of shared history in some ways. I mean, the Reds were the big red machine, so they had success at levels the Mets never did. But they like to lose painfully as well. So they got 5 of the runs back, but that's not enough, and they lose 6-5. We go out west where we check on U of L's own Will Smith as the Dodgers taking on the Diamondbacks, and here's what Will did.
The Gus quickly into the stretch from the first base side of the rubber. The Arizona right-hander's 2-2, and Will hits ball to left field. Going back on it is Peralta. Tagging at third is Trey Turner. He will score standing up. Back-to-back sacrifice flies. Dodgers add 2, and they've doubled up on Arizona. It's 8-4.
And that would be all the scoring. That's how it would end. Will Smith with a sacrifice fly. As you can tell, it was in Los Angeles. People were happy. And they win it over the Diamondbacks by the score of 8-4. By the way, if you've not seen this, you really should. It's headlined, I think. It's on YouTube like everything else in the world. It's like the coolest slide ever. Have you seen it? It's Trey Turner. That's what made me think of it.
No, what is it? Is it cooler than some of Javi Baez's?
No, it's just a slide. He scores. And he just slides all way over the plate, and then without missing a beat, stands up. And he
Yeah.
You got to see how he does it. It is just
doesn't
like
he do
so
like
cool.
A little rotation thing?
Yeah,
like
he just
like...
swoop, and he was like, "Wow, that is." I got to admit, that man was styling. Excuse me, styling and profiling. Uh-oh. No cough button. Sorry. Oh my.
Wait, say that again. What was he doing?
Styling and profiling.
You got to get the Ric Flair woo in that.
All right, so that's the action, and here's what it looks like in the races, which are, as we said, still very much up for grabs, and the Reds are still very much in it. The Mets fading fast, but there's a whole bunch of teams that are their fans are getting to watch, scoreboard watch, and watch games that matter. Which, unfortunately for, you know, Mets and Reds fans, many years we've been in situations where the games in September really haven't meant anything. Not so this year. Here's what's going on. The league divisions are interesting, but they're not very close, really, with the exception of the National League West. And there's not much drama there because whoever doesn't win it is going to go on the wild card. Now, I shouldn't say that. I mean, obviously, you'd much rather win the division than be in that one game winner-take-all. You don't want to be in that if you can avoid it. But they're both going to be in the playoffs. The San Francisco Giants and the Dodgers, in fact, have already clinched. They're the first two teams to clinch. Nobody else has clinched a postseason spot, but those two have. But the next closest division is the National League East, where Atlanta leads Philadelphia by 4.5 and the Mets by 5.5. But Milwaukee running away with the Central, 13.5 ahead of the Cardinals. In the American League, Tampa Bay's 9 now ahead of Toronto, the Yankees, and Boston, all of whom are tied for second. And in the Central Division, congratulations, Rick, the White Sox with a 12.5 game lead over Cleveland. But the wild card is where the fun begins. In the American League, those three teams, Toronto, the Yankees, and Boston, are all tied for the two wild card spots. Seattle's only 3 back, and Oakland is 3.5 back. So you got 5 teams playing for 2 spots, and 3 of them are in the same division. And that's going to be down the stretch. It's going to be a lot of games between those teams. Going to be very interesting. In the National League, as we said, the Dodgers have already clinched. They're 17 games ahead of St. Louis. But St. Louis, sorry, the Mets didn't help you last night. The Reds were a half game ahead of St. Louis, but the Reds lost.
Cardinals won, and now the Cardinals are a half a game ahead of the Reds. So the Cardinals are one half game ahead of the Reds, and they have a game in hand, so they control their own destiny. San Diego is just one back. That's a mystifying team. Many people thought they could be in the World Series. They may not even make the playoffs. The Phillies are three back, and the Mets are four back. So you got one, two, three, four, five teams fighting for one spot in the National League, five teams fighting for two spots in the American League, with roughly 16 or 17 games to go in the season. So every game now, obviously, very, very meaningful indeed as we go down the stretch. So there's your 6 and 10. Let me tell you a little bit about...
Here's the pitch.
Why is the... Here's the pitch.
Here's the pitch.
I mean, by the end of the season, we are going to have the best of 6 and 10 is going to be lit. Oh,
that,
it's going
to
be
will
awesome.
Be. We should do that when we get to the playoffs.
Oh, I've been saving them. I've been saving them, and I have a couple conference calls in there as well.
Oh, yeah, those guys were good, too. Call it the best of play-by-play. TBOPXP, the best of play-by-play. And the best of a bridal jewelry event is coming to Genesis Diamonds the weekend of September 24th, 25th, and 26th. Genesis is bringing in the top two bridal designers, Tacori from California and Viraggio from New York. These are the rings on every woman's wish list. For these 3 days, Genesis will have both brands, their entire lines, including some new styles and collections never seen before. How about that? All on display. You can see hundreds and hundreds of the finest handcrafted, highest quality rings on the market. These are designers that other stores are not even allowed to carry. Plus, during the event, you can get savings of up to $5,000 on your engagement ring and enjoy special financing options. It's only next weekend, September 24th, 25th, and 26th. Tacori and Viraggio will step up to you, and they will make their sales plea to you, and this is what they'll say to you. They'll say, "Oh, I'll send you up for that sound. I thought you'd have it." What will they say? Oh, he's... Oh, the other one. They'll say... Thought you'd be sure.
Well, that happened fast.
Nope, they'll say, here's the pitch.
Here's the pitch.
There you go. That's what they'll say.
They're going to be a lot more enthusiastic, though.
They should be, because they have spectacular selections, and of course, as always...
Is that a Tacori?
Here's the pitch.
That's the Viraggio rep who's probably mad. No, I'm sure they get along fine. I'm sure there's a friendly rivalry there.
Is that Tag Heuer?
That's... God, it's your once-a-year chance to see these heavyweights go head-to-head, both bringing the best they have to offer. Compare and choose, but you can't go wrong with either way. And if you heard about Tag Heuer, that's because while you're there, check out Genesis' all-new collection of luxury pre-owned Rolexes, too. How great. Tag Heuer, of course, part of the deluxe selection they have of Swiss timepieces. And, of course, now the Rolexes, they've been on a national hunt for months to find these very difficult-to-find Rolexes, and they're putting them at prices that you can't afford. So you get all sorts of reasons to go to Genesis. So be part of the weekend, next weekend, and you can get the ring of her dreams. Maybe you can check out some of those Swiss timepieces, maybe those Rolexes. For all of that, Genesis Diamonds, September 24, 25, and 26, only at Shelbyville Plaza next to Trader Joe's. Yeah, that'll be a great weekend. We'll be at the top of the hour. We are at the top of the hour, and we'll take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll effort more radio for you. So stay with us here. Oh, by the way, a quick RIP. I've got to admit, I didn't dislike him, but I didn't realize how absolutely revered by other comedians Norm MacDonald was. My goodness, the testimonies coming out today from people from all walks of the comedy world. Unbelievable. Your guy, Patton Oswalt, doing it, and Dave Letterman, and they just, you know, he's a guy that was pushed the envelope. He definitely did that. He got himself bounced from Saturday Night Live largely for the O.J. Simpson stream of humor that was going on there, but the comedians thought the guy was just brilliant. So he was, and he fought cancer for not, unlike me, who tells everybody everything. He did it in privacy. He had a great line, though, which I have to give him credit for. He said, you know, you talk about trying to win the fight against cancer. He said, I'm not a doctor, but I think, you know, if you die from cancer, the cancer dies with you. So it's really not a win. It's more like a draw.
That is a great line.
It's a good line. We'll come back. Thanks for being with us on this Wednesday on ESPN 680-1057.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.